Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech 75. I'm joined by Ernie Bailey and Rob Raspberry talking about esports within higher education. Rob Raspberry starts off talking about the influence video gaming has on students and what integrators can do to facilitate esports training within campuses.
The first thing we have to understand is that video gaming is a culture. It's a subculture within it.
Yeah.
And it just sort of naturally progressed. We all played video games at some point when we were kids into young adults. And it is becoming pretty much the main pastime for any student. And it sort of just makes sense that if you're trying to attract students to a campus or give a little oomph or a little wow, adding something like this makes perfect sense because you know that there's going to be some type of financial backing for it. It's so popular. It adds, you know, to the university culture, everything, that it just really makes sense. Now, as far as understanding what is needed to set it up properly, I guess you have to go to a whole bunch of different resources. I know Scott had visited one of the other universities and took a look at it and to see this thing. But also, I mean, there's a ton of these regular video game tournaments out there. And I suppose going out and checking some of those out to see how those are set up would be fine. But, it's a little hard for me to completely say how to prepare for it because basically you have high processing machines, great graphics, wonderful displays, and, you know, finding the right space to put that in. But, I mean, I guess you sort of have to treat it almost like a mini arena. I mean, you know, your sports teams play on basketball courts or, you know, in tennis or, you know, football, basketball, whatever. And I guess you have to sort of take a look at this and maybe, you know, first thing I guess I would probably do is sort of reach out to the students and say, hey, if we do this, how would you set up a space to adequately provide the needs that you have to be competitive in this area? And then reach out to some of the integrators or someone that has some experience with this to see what they say. But I mean, face 60 million viewers. I mean, I hate to say it's not quite a no-brainer, but it is. I mean, it's just so much a part of almost every student's culture. It's funny when I interview students for positions that we have, we ask them what do you like to do? Video games. It's everywhere. It's just ingrained in there.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.